The last line of the mission over here, Rabbi Yisrael, Chof Amar Aleph, we're continuing with some of the halachas of the king. How does he conduct himself to become Avel? So the last line of the Mishnah tells us, Kishamavrin Oisai. Remember, that's the halach of Sudas Havra, that the other people provide food for him. The first Suda, the first day after the Levaya, Kishamavrin Oisai, Kol Ha'am is Subin Al Ha'aretz. Everyone sits on the floor. V'hu Meisav Al Adargish. And he sits on a dargish. So the Gemara comments on this at the bottom of the Amud. My dargish. What is this dargish? Amar Ula Arsa de Goda. What is an Arsa de Goda? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells you Goda Mazel. It was kind of like a Mazel de Kabed. Look at Rashi says, Noigin Hoy Lorach Mita Vishulcha Mabayas. They used to have kind of like a ceremonial bed. They wouldn't use it. It's kind of like a simen toif to have it in the house. Some sort of nichush. Okay, so it's a special kind of bed. So he would sit on that, and they would sit on the floor. Until now, he doesn't sit on it because this is such a mechubadika bed. Vahashto, now that it becomes an Avel, Masvinale, now we put him on this special bed. All of a sudden, now he gets to sit on it, that he's an Avel. Usually things go in the reverse. He doesn't get to sit on the special bed when he becomes an Avel. If anything, he sits on that, which is worse. Mask of the Rav, my Kushia, what's the Kasha? Dilma mi didahave achila vishasiya. It should be just like eating and drinking. Ad ha idna layachilna vlayashkina. Until now, no one came and served the Avel food. Most people don't have people bringing them food on a regular basis. If they do, there's something wrong. Normally, you don't have that. Hashda, but now, come on, clean and lay. Now we're feeding him, we're serving him. Become a shkin and lay. So you see that it changed. So now you can do it. So to before, he wasn't sitting on this bed, a mazel de kebed. Now he is. Ele'i kasha ha'kashi. Why don't you ask a kasha that's like this? Dargish, if it's this... Arsa de Goda, this mazel de kebed, ain't on tzarech lechapoisoi. We have another brisa that tells us you don't have to turn it over. That's not in our Mishnah. But you don't have to turn it over. El azaykbo, you can leave it straight up. You can leave it upright. V'isa v'daitich, arsa de Goda, amayon on tzarech lechapoisoi. Why don't you have to flip it over? V'atanya ha'koifes mitasa lo mitasa bovan hu'koifel, l'kol mito sheyeshul b'sarech beisoi. Every bed that he has in the house, he has to turn over. My kushya. What's the kasha? So again, so now the kasha is on a separate price, a separate statement. If this is an arsa de goda, why don't you have to flip it over? Why don't you have to do kfiyas hamita? Dilma midi says, that's not a kasha. Dilma midi to have a mita mucheles lekelim. This is a mita. It should be comparable to a mita that's set aside for kelim. De katanim haisa mucheles lekelim eino tzarech lekapaisai. If it's set aside for kelim, you don't have to flip it over. Rather, eat kasha, yes, like you want to ask a kasha, yes, like this. You just mamate the strings, and then it falls down. It doesn't make sense if it's this kind of meat. This Gemara ends up switching course entirely, and it's not an arse of the gada at all. Fine. But the Gemara asks, why don't you have to flip it over? And the Gemara says, well, you don't have to flip it over because it's not set aside for sleeping. It's set aside for mazel. So since it's not set aside for sleeping, you don't have to flip over the bed. Now, this is a halacha of kfiyas hamita, that you have to flip over the beds, that's found in the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara, look over here, Ois Aleph. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Moed Katan, Avel Chayv Bekfiyas Hamita. That means that they have to flip over the beds. And the Gemara told us, not only his bed, Kaifas Mitasa, Loi Miltasa Bilvado, Kaifa who has Kol Mito Shiyesh L'Besar Besa. You have to flip over all of the beds in the home that are set aside for sleeping. If it's set aside for Mazel, if it's set aside for Kalim, not, but if it's set aside for sleeping, you have to turn it over. The Tani Bar Kapara, the Mus, the Yukno Nasati Bohen, who says, I gave you this, you know, beautiful image. And in your Avonos, in your Averos, you inverted it. You flipped it over. You turned it on its head. Kafi Mitoseim, Kafu Mitoseim Aleo. So too, you should flip over your beds to show how life has been turned upside down by our Averos. So now the Yushalmi says there are really two implications to this halacha, meaning two meanings, two messages that are meant to be derived. The first is that people only die, even though people die of old age, we understand that, and you know, But at the same time, all a misa is a product of averos. It's a product, whether it goes back to the averos of my rishon or this person's personal averos. But since a person only dies because of their own averos, so when a person dies and you have in the house of the avel, in order to increase the pain of the situation or to underscore what occurred, we flip over the beds as a kind of a reflection of what occurred over here. This person was turned over, was killed or died because of his averos, and this, you know, just to reflect what occurred here. At the same time, which increases the avelim's pain, at the same time it's a musar to the avelim, because this encourages everyone else that now it's time to do tshuva. Turn yourselves around. It's a time of introspection and to think about our own course in life. Even a person, you know, is the avel, the karav, the one who passed away, but it's a time for reflection. So therefore, we flip over the beds to show us that, to show the person, to show the avel, there's still time to turn yourself around. You know, you can switch around your situation. Okay, so there's this dual meaning to it. Either as a reflection of what occurred or as a musar to the avelim about how they should conduct themselves. This is a halacha, though, of kfiyas hamita, that the avel is chayv to turn over the beds. Do you actually have to sleep on the beds that's turned over? Or you just have to flip over the beds? You're supposed to actually sleep on it, or you're just supposed to flip them over as a symbolic gesture? So the Rambam seems to tell us you actually have to sleep on it. This is a well-known machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravin. It's well-known because there's a whole piece in the Brisker Rav about it. That's why everybody knows about it. The Rambam writes like this. The Rambam says, Ha'avel b'yom rishon b'ovad asal aniach tefillin. The Avel, the first day, is not allowed to wear tefillin. We learned about it last year, Masechus Subas. V'lechol mishaloi, the first day he doesn't eat out of his own food. Rather, there's a sudas havra, his food is provided by the neighbors. V'chayev leishev al mita kfuya, and he has to sleep on this flipped over bed. U'bishar yimei ha'avel, mutal alechol mishaloi, the rest of the yimei ha'avelos, he can eat his own food, the rest of the 6 days. V'leishev al gabi mefetz okarka, he doesn't have to sleep on the mita kfuya, he could sleep on a mat or the ground. So it sounds like for the Rambam, you have to sleep on this flipped over bed. Let's say you guys says, forget it, I'll just bunk on the floor. You're not allowed to do that yet. Or it sounds like you have to sleep on the flipped over bed. So the Ravid says, Lo ra'isi shayrish lazeh. Yes, it's true, you have to flip over the bed, but who said you ever have to sleep on it? So for the Ravid, it sounds like there's an iser to sleep on an upright bed, but there's no mitzvah to sleep on the inverted bed. That's what the Brisker Rav notes. It's just an observation. But for the Rambam, it sounds like there is a mitzvah to sleep on the flipped over bed. But it's only a mitzvah once during the Shivas Yimei Avelus. Because the Rambam writes, even though the Rambam over here in Perek Dal of Hilchos Avel, this is what draws the attention of the Brisker Rav. The Rambam over here says this is a halacha that's limited to the first day. Right? He compares it to tefillin. The Avel wears tefillin the rest of Shiva. He only doesn't wear tefillin the day of the Kfura, first day. That's why you rarely see it, because most kfuras happen late in the day. So Avel's not already daven, you know, not going to daven chakras that day. You missed chakras already. So that's why you rarely see an Avel daven in a base Avel without tefillin. It's only if you did the kfura at night. And anyone here ever been to a kfura in America at night, it's you have to run chassid circles for that. You know, that doesn't happen by us. So we rarely see this. But it's only the first day. The rest of Avelus, he wears tefillin. It's only the first day he doesn't eat mishaloi. The rest of Avelus, he can eat his own food. So the Rambam says, only the first day that he has to sleep on the flipped over bed. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes in Parakei of Hilchos Avel Halacha Aleph that this applies all throughout Shiva. Dvarim sha'avel asa behen b'yom risha min ha'tayra uveshar hayomim midivrayim. This is applies throughout Shiva. Also, l'saper, no haircuts, l'chabes, no laundry, lirchots, no showers, losuch, no anointing, l'shamish mitosei, tashmish hamita, lino sando, etc., etc., etc. V'lizkaif es hamita. He can't set up the beds. So this applies all throughout Shiva. Just like laundry, just like haircuts, just like showers. He can't have an upright bed. You have to flip it over all 7 days. So how does the Rambam say over here in Perek Dalet? It's only the first day. So that's what the Brisker Rav explains in the opinion of the Rambam, that you have to remain, as a symbolic gesture, it has to be inverted all 7 days. And that's what the Ravid holds with the whole halakh of Kviyas Hamita. Throughout Shiva, the beds must be inverted to reflect the dual notion that we mentioned earlier. But according to the Rambam, that is that aspect, that's true. And you don't have to sleep on it. I could decide to sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag. You don't have to sleep on, we'll get to the sleeping bag, but you don't have to sleep on the inverted bed. You just have to have the beds inverted, symbolic gesture for the Musar that's involved. However, the Rambam holds once throughout Shiva, if it's the first day, great, or later throughout Shiva, the person must sleep once on the inverted bed. And that's what the Ravid says, never heard of it. Ravid says you have to invert the beds, but you never have to sleep on it. But for the Rambam, yes, it's true that beds have to be inverted throughout Shiva. Everyone agrees to that. But the Rambam holds once that during Shiva, the Avo actually has to sleep on the inverted bed. Well, we don't pass it like this, Rambam, but that's the way... That's the opinion of the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rosh, Rav HaRishonim disagree, but that's the opinion. That was the opinion of the Rambam. Okay, so this is the halacha of Kfiyas Hamita, that the beds have to remain inverted throughout Shiva. And there's a shiloh between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether or not you actually have to sleep, whether or not you actually have to sleep on the bed. However, if Salavechik was Medayik from our... This is the source for the halacha, by the way, that you're not allowed, that Avil is not allowed to sit on a chair, or the Avil is not allowed to sit on the couch. The Avil has to sit on the floor. The Gemara says over here, my cotton, look down Oisid base. Tanar Abana, may emasai zaikvin es hamitos. When do we make the beds upright? Be'erev Shabbos, min aminchu l'mayla. You're not supposed to have the beds inverted on Shabbos. There's no, you generally know nihugi avelus that are apparent, that are obvious on Shabbos. So you flip the beds, we invert the beds back to be upright, come Shabbos. When do you do that? Min amincha l'mayla. But many people have the mistaken notion that once Friday afternoon comes, all nihugi avelus are over. People usually don't take any more nichum avelim, and they think that all of a sudden now they can start showering and this and that. It's all not true. It says over here, you flip over the beds, but he can't sit on the upright bed until it gets dark. When Shabbos comes, then the Avil can sit wherever he likes. But until Shabbos actually comes, the Nihuge Avelis are still intact, still enforceable. So Rais Taisus, Mikan Samku Shalaleshev Agabi Kisev Isafso, because of the luck of Kfiyas Hamita, it says over here, even though it's inverted, You make it upright. You can't sit until it gets dark. Taisa says, sounds like therefore that you can't sit on the kisei v'safso. Because then it says you're not allowed to sit on the upright bed. So if you're not allowed to sit on the upright bed, it stands to reason you can't sit on the kisei or the safso either. So it could be, this is more of halacha no in the inverted bed, but that's the diuk. Taisa says it's not a raya gemura, but he thinks that it's, he writes, mikan samchu. From here we derive, you're not allowed to sit on a kisei or safso on a regular chair because the beds have to remain inverted. Nonetheless, if Soloveitchik had a diuk, or an argument, a line of reason from our Gemara over here, Chafam and Aleph, that he argued many people, he thought, we'll have to see, I don't think that he's correct about this, but many people, he thought, have a mistaken notion that there's somehow an obligation to sit on the ground. Sounds like from here, you're just not allowed to sit on the upright bed. That's what Tosafot said. You make the beds upright, but yet, on Erev Shabbos, you can't sit on it until it actually gets dark. Then it's Shabbos. Shabbos comes, then you can sit on it. But until then, no, you're not allowed to sit on the upright beds because the beds are supposed to be inverted. It's supposed to be flipped over. Do you actually have to sit on the inverted bed? No, you can sit on the floor if you want, but you can't sit on an upright bed. Says Taisa, stands the reason, therefore, that you can't sit on a kisei v'safso either, even though kisei and safso don't really have this inverted concept. Couches upside down don't really make sense. But Taisa says it sounds like, just like you can't sit on the upright bed, you can't sit on an upright kisei v'safso. That's from this halach of Kfiyas Hamita, is where we derive the Issa for the Avel to sit on a regular couch, even though the concept doesn't make sense, says Taisa, by couches. Since it's not a Rai Gemura, the shiny mita, hov etzar kfiyah, v'lamatzinu kfiyah v'kisev v'safso. Nonetheless, since you can't sit on an upright bed, you can't sit on a regular chair either. However, Rav Salvechik says, some people think you have to sit on the floor. So they start cheshbening, is it within three tfachim to the floor? Is it not within three tfachim to the floor? Is it within lavud, not lavud? So he says, from our Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. From our Gemara over here by the Dargish, the Gemara asked like this, let's learn it again. Maybe we weren't paying attention to this. But the Gemara said, Dargish, what is the Dargish? Is this ceremonial couch? What was the Gemara's problem, Rabbi said, with the ceremonial couch? With the king sitting on the ceremonial couch? Gemara? No, the Gemara asked before that. The Gemara said, one minute, the whole time, all year long, he doesn't sit on this holy, holy couch because it's for Mazel Tov, you know, Simen Tov. So all of a sudden now, he's going to sit on it during Avelos. He's going to sit on the fanciest couch, the ceremonial couch. No one sits on, there's like a velvet rope around it, and now comes the Shivas of Avelos. He's going to sit there? So Gemara says, yeah, we find such a thing. What do we find? We find that the whole, generally speaking, no one provides him with food. He doesn't have any servants at all. Comes up in, people are providing him with food. So if Salvatrix said, it sounds like from the Gemara that it doesn't have to be worse. Doesn't that mean that the guy has to sit on the ground? What does it have to be? Just different. It has to be different than your place where you normally sit. It has nothing to do with how high it is, how low it is. Doesn't sound like that from this sugya, at least. What it sounds like from this Gemara is that it has to be, l'chol hapachas, has to be different. Not that it has to be the same, not that it has to be low or high, has to be different. Even if it's fancier, that's okay. That's what the Gemara said. The darkish is nicer, that's the ceremonial, holy couch, you know. The nichushika couch, the magical couch, and all of a sudden that's what he's sitting on during Shiva, says the Gemara, yes, because it's different. As long as it's different, that's okay. Yes.
Yes.
But that's how the Gemara understood the halacha of kfiyus hamita. Is that it just has? It's not that you can't sit. It's not that you have to sit low down. It's that you have to flip it over. Kfiyus hamita is different. So as long as it's different, it's good. Now most people, if you have a ceremonial couch in your house, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Then this dargish would qualify too, even though it's fancier. But since you don't normally sit there, it's a difference. But not that it has to be worse or any lower down on the ground. Yes.
So it doesn't have to be lower. If you go bring in from outside their house, go bring in other people's couches or something like that, just sit on those.
No, things. That's the same type of item that you're sitting on. It has to be something you wouldn't normally sit on. This dargish you wouldn't normally sit on.
And the chairs.
Are you saying did this? You're saying the dargish must have been constructed differently. If it was just a regular couch, the same meaning I have that was the love seat, and I sit normally on the sofa. But it was the same, kind of set.
If you don't have a line, I'm going to make up one of those lazy boys. Can't you go over and buy lazy boys?
Go some right. Shit? No, I think he wanted to say it had to be kind of some sort of... Again, this is not my... These are Salvatrix D. It's hard to know what he meant. But it sounds like he's saying it has to be something that's different. That's what he said. If people are sitting on a footstool, he doesn't think it makes a difference if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground.
And now it is.
Or higher. It has nothing to do with it. Since people don't normally sit on footstools, that's okay. Whereas... So then I think he was upset. I guess. Again, I don't know. I'm speculating because I didn't hear it from him, but it sounded to me from the way it's reported that he was arguing against what they do now with the chairs, where they just cut the legs. But the guy sitting in this recliner with just the legs cut off, but there's more foam and padding on that chair than you find throughout the year. So it looks like the chairs we sit on. Either it looks like the chairs we sit on, or. So if Salvezic was arguing, that's kind of like the normal chair. It doesn't make a difference how low or high it is. The whole point is that it has to be something that's different. Let's say you sit on a milk crate, but it was above 3 tefachim from the ground. I think since normally we don't sit on milk crates, so I think that's what he was saying, that's okay. But if it's the same chair, just shorter, I didn't think he... I think that's what he was trying to protest against.
He's learning from the king for everybody else.
No. What you learn from the king is that even though I've... From the king you learn, we don't make him sit on the floor. Oh, you're saying, it sounds like this is a heter for the king? No, but he's not. He has to keep all the avelos, halachos of avelos. He's not getting dispensations. He just functions differently, but he's not allowed to be over any of the halachos. He has to keep all of them.
Not going after the retired.
No, normally, though, everyone would sit shavah b'shavah. Like the Gemara says in Moed Katan. If the avel is sitting on a mita kfuya, then the people who come to sit with him have to sit on a mita kfuya. If he's sitting on the ground, they sit on the ground. It has to be Shabbat b'Shabbat, him and the Menachemim are supposed to be in the same kind of circumstance. Here, by the king, we understand that it's not. But it doesn't sound like anyone's violating the halacha of the Kfiyas Hamita. You understand? Normally, it's Shabbat b'Shabbat. So they're sitting on the ground, he would sit on the ground. Or if he's sitting on the ground, they would sit on the ground. He's sitting on a Kfiyas Mita Kfuya, they would sit on a Mita Kfuya. The difference by the king is he's sitting, that's the emphasis of the Mishnah. They're sitting on the ground, and even though he normally should have joined them on the ground because he's the king, we understand that socially there's a disparity between them. But I don't think that either one is violating the halacha of Kfiyas Hamita. So how is he not in violation of the halacha of Kfiyas Hamita? He's sitting on a dargish. The answer is, since it's different, that would qualify that wouldn't be a violation of Kfiyas Hamid, and would be okay. That was of Salvechik's diuk from this Gemara. And it could be according to the Bavli, you know, the way we have it, he's right, that there's no obligation. You never find anywhere in our Masechtas Moedkatan an obligation to sit on the floor. The best you have is the diuk from Tosfos that says we have to flip over our beds, we turn them back over, we invert them Friday, Arab Shabbos, Minchul Lamaila, but you can't sit on it yet. So Tosfos says from the fact that you can't sit on the bed, sounds like you can't sit on a couch or a chair either. Even though Tosfos says it's not an ironclad raya, you could argue, well, chairs and benches and couches don't have kfiyah. Maybe you could sit, maybe even the other could sit on them. Tosfos says it sounds like from here, not, even though kfiyah doesn't apply to these items, from the fact that you can't sit on the bed when it's upright stands the reason that you can't sit on the couch or the sofa either, the chair, regular chair either. Rather, the halacha is, that's what Salvation said, it sounds like from here, it's just you have to sit on something different, either an inverted couch or some other type of thing which you're sitting on. But it has nothing to do with its proximity to the ground or how high or low it is. It's true, that's what perhaps it sounds like from this Gemara, and perhaps that's what it sounds like from the way we have the Gemara Masechtas Moedkatan. However, the Tur in Yerideya quotes from a Ramban that there's a different version of the Gemara in Masechtas Moedkatan where there's a snippet from the Gemara that we don't have. We don't have this in our Masechtas Moedkatan, but the Ramban did have it, the Tur has it, and this is how it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Tur over here, Simon Shin Pei Zayin in Hilchas Avelos, he says, Ein Tam Hakfiyah. The reason for flipping over the beds, Kadeshi Yitzta'er. There's no concept in Avelos that you have to be uncomfortable. We don't find that in Hilchos Avelos. Yes, you don't do taking showers and from, but there's no inyan to be mitzta'er yourself, you know, to pain yourself. Inconvenience, yes, but not the pain. So why do we have to flip over the beds? Elataima, kidetani bar kapara demosdukno nosati behemo benosem hafachtiya yahapku hakomitosei mitosanoleo. Since this person died and his life was either turned upside down or we should turn ourselves around, either way, we flip over the beds. Nonetheless, says the Torah, Hani mili b'shashina, oy b'shasachila. This is when you're eating or sleeping. Oz yoshiv ahamita kfuya. Then you can sit on the inverted bed. Aval kol hayoyim eino yoshiv afilu ahamita kfuya. He says, all the rest of the day that the guy's accepting visitors, Menachemim, he cannot sit on the inverted bed. Ela algabe karka. He has to sit on the ground. V'chein ha-menachemin yoshim imay algabe karka. Now again, in our Masechtas Moedkatan, and the way we have it over here in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is no chiyuv to sit on the ground. But the Tur quotes from the Ramban that there is. The Amar of Yehuda Amarav, we don't have this in our Gemara Moedkatan. But Amar of Yehuda Amarav, minayin la'ovel she'eno rosh ha-leshev algabe hamita. How do we know the ovel cannot sit on the bed? Ela al gabe ha'aretz, he has to sit on the ground. D'siv v'yesh v'itay la'aretz. Pasuk can say for Eoiv. Eoiv is constantly going through trials and difficulties. So the pasuk says, when he was sitting avelos yashvu itay la'aretz, those of his friends came to console him and they sat with him on the ground. So what do you see from there? Two things. Number one, the avel has to sit on the ground. What do you see else? Other than that, those who come to visit him have to sit on the ground. How do you know that those who console him cannot sit on a chair either? Rather, they have to sit on the bed, they have to sit on the ground, that they have to sit specifically on the ground. They have to sit specifically on the ground. So it's learned out from this halacha of, I guess it's kind of a derivative of Kfiyas Hamita. You have to flip over the beds, but nonetheless, he can't sleep on the bed. When is he allowed to, he can sleep on the bed, or he can eat on the bed, but when he's accepting Menachemim, so then he's not supposed to eat on the bed, he's not supposed to sleep on the bed, rather he has to sit specifically on the ground. What about nowadays? We don't do Kfiyas Hamita. So this is at the time that there's Menachemim coming, he has to sit on the ground. And that's the way it appears in the Torah, that's the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch. What about sleeping? Can he sleep? Yes, sleeping. He says he sleeps on the mita kfuya. That's the whole sugya of mita kfuya. You flip over the beds. What do you do? Sleep on the bed. Nowadays, though, we don't do kfiyas hamita. We don't do this anymore. We don't have this whole halach of kfiyas hamita. Why not? So perhaps that we don't have this halach anymore. First of all, why don't we have this halach anymore? So Tosfos says in Ma'akan two reasons. Look over here. Oishei Tosfos Ma'akan chafal from Rav. Mashe noigin atal asa satifas haroish. We don't cover the heads, which is a discussion for another time. Ukfias hamita, we don't do kfias hamita anymore. Why not? So Tosfos says, number one, people will suspect us of kishuf. We're going to stop flipping over beds. People are going to say, these Jews are such superstitious people that they flip over the beds. That's a bad thing, to be superstitious. We don't want to be superstitious people. D'lalemen cheirishu perish mechashef. They're going to say we're witches. Whatever the male form of that is, they're sorcerers. Uchmoken anu ben anachrim. You say, and we live amongst the nachrim. We're going to say this about this. We're going to say this about us. V'yesh benenu avodim shvachos. We have servants in the home. They're going to say that we're practicing sorcery. Va'oid yesh li tentam. Another reason we don't do kfiyas hamita anymore because our mattresses work just as well one way or the other. You're supposed to flip over the mattress every now and again for the health of the mattress. It means nothing to flip it over. In those days, it was upheaval. It was nikar. Now you flip over the mattress, who will ever know? So therefore, says Tarsus, we don't have this minig anymore of flipping over the mattresses or flipping over the beds. So now what? So we already did away when you're sitting around the whole day accepting Menachemim, you got to sit on the ground. Even though it doesn't appear in our Gemara, all we had is you can't sit on the upright bed. Says Tosfos, it sounds like you can't sit on the couch either. Doesn't know, but it sounds like you can't sit on a sofa or a couch if you can't sit on an upright bed. That was all we had. But the Torah quotes from the Ramban, who quotes from another version of the Gemara, that says, no, you're not allowed to sit on an upright bed, and you got to sit on the ground. Fine. Then when do you sit on this inverted bed? That's when you sleep. That's when you eat. That's on the inverted bed. The rest of the time, you got to be on the ground. But what about nowadays? We don't even do this at all. So where do you sleep nowadays? Where do you sleep? On the upright bed? Maybe you got to hit the floor. Where do you go? Yes. Jonathan, what are you going to say?
Non-responsive.
Go ahead.
How do we say that you have to sit on the ground when you're accepting,
that's the Torah quotes from the Ramban. Look at the last two lines. Amar Yehuda Marav, Minayin la'avel sheinu rosh eleish v'gabi amita, ela al-gabi ha'aretz. The pasuk can say, for Iyo v'yeshu ita la'aretz.
Right. Then doesn't the end of the Mishnah,
the end of
our Mishnah, says,
Shema v'ron tocho, amasuvi al-aretz, v'yeshu ita la'aretz. So must have been it was close to the ground? I don't know. What happened to the obligation to sit on the ground? So again, our Gemara doesn't really have it. So I said it could be Rav Salvatrik's Ha'ara is correct from the if all you had was this. But what about you have this other part of the Gemara which we don't have in ours, but the Torah quotes Halacha L'maisa that you have to, not only can you
you couldn't be outside the Dargash.
Unless the Dargash
would that be considered like the ground?
Unless you'll say the Dargash
Maybe
it's different by the king. Maybe we'll have to go back to Simon Tsar. Maybe it's different by the king. Or maybe it was close to the ground. I don't know, it's a problem. You're right, I didn't think about it. You're right, the Dargish now, what do we do with the Dargish? Yes.
Maybe it's different by the meal. By the meal
maybe Suda's Havro is different while he's eating. I don't know about that, but maybe. While he's eating, he has to sleep on an inverted bed. So this is like the inverted bed. Because it's different. This is different, so it's like the inverted bed. Maybe you could say that. Yes. Correct. No, that's the answer. This is when he's eating. This is when he's eating. He's not accepting Nichumin. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good answer. When he's not accepting Nichumin. So when he's eating, we said he sleeps on the inverted bed. When he's eating, we said he sleeps on the inverted bed. So this Dargish is like an inverted bed. How is it like an inverted bed? It's different than what he would normally sit on.
So when there
we could.
So it's not considered being an
Achim. I guess not, right? Right. Yeah, I think that's what we'll have to say. It's a better answer. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so now what do we do nowadays? We don't do kfiyas. Someone else want to ask something? No. What do we do now, kfiyas hamita? Again, we have the Ramban quoted this statement that you have to sit on the ground. Not enough just to sit on an inverted bed. You can't even sit on the inverted bed. The inverted bed is for when you're eating, when you're sleeping. The rest of the time, you have to sit on the ground. What do we do then now that we don't even have inverted beds? So what are we going to do with our eating and sleeping? So writes the Drisha, that's a commentary on the tour, and this is quoted in the Shach. The Shach is the main commentary on Yeridea. Writes that nowadays you got to sleep on the ground. However, look over here, he only has to sit on the ground when he comes to having the Nichum Avelim. You want to walk around, you can walk around. You're not even supposed to walk around. Some people, Avelim, don't know this. They think that if he wants to stand and shmooze, you can stand and shmooze and do Nichum Avelim while the Avel is standing. You're not supposed to do that. The Avel is supposed to sit down. You shouldn't say Hamakum Yenachem Eschem unless the Avel is sitting down. That's really what you're supposed to do. But the rest of the time while he's eating, you know, he's not accepting Nichumim, he wants to walk around, let him walk around. So he can't sit on the bench. As we saw while he was eating and sleeping, he can sit on the inverted bed. He's got to be on the ground. So the Savra over here, I like that. It's only when he's eating. That's if you want to sit. You don't have to sit. You want to, don't want to sit on the mita kfuya, don't sit on the mita kfuya of a kala hoven. Umizen nami yesh lomo de ludidan. De ain lonu mita kfuya, according to us, that we don't have, or in our times, we don't have mita kfuya. Tzarech lishon agave karka. He's got to take the floor. There's no other option. Demashna lila miyom de tzarech leishon agave karka. Ko hayom kisayir tzaleishon v'lishon. During the day, well, I guess if he's dozing off while he's accepting the chumim, he's got to be on the floor. He can only do the mita kfuya if he's sleeping or eating. Every other time, he's got to be on the floor. He could walk around if there's no menachemim there. But at night, if he wants to sleep, and now we don't have a mita kfuya, your only option is to sleep on the floor. So that's what it says in the drishas, that you have to sleep on the floor. And they have a raya to this. There's a raya to this. From the Gemara Masechtas Tainus. This is quoted by the Shach. The later Achronim and Yaakov Emden brings a raya from Gemara and Tainus. The Gemara says Masechtas Tainus like this. What do you do on Tisha B'Av? We have to flip over the beds. Many of the halachas of Avelos apply on Tisha B'Av. There's no Sheila Shalom, no Talmud Torah, there's no... No. Many halachas apply. No washing, no showering. What about flipping over the beds? Rav Yehuda said on Tisha B'Av, Mechai B'Kfiyas Hamita B'Hodu L'Chachamim. Rav Yehuda said you have to flip over the beds on Tisha B'Av, and the Chachamim did not agree with him. We passing like the Chachamim, we don't flip over the beds. There are those who have the minig, look over here. Tuf Kuf Nun Hesiv Beis. Yesh Misha Noyeg Lishka B'Layla B'Layl Tisha B'Av B'Muta L'Oretz. To sleep on the ground. Umesim Evan Tachas Roshai, to put a stone underneath their heads. And there are those, even if they're going to sleep on the bed, they would put a stone underneath the pillow, or underneath their head. Based on the Pasuk, the Parashas Vayetze, Vayikach Me'avne HaMokoim, Vayosim Me'rash Hatsav. Yaakov Avinu arrives at the Mokom HaMikdosh, and he takes a nap where he has his dream about the Malachim Olim V'Yardim Boy, and he puts a stone underneath his head, which they understood to be some sort of Avelus for the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. That was the Makom of the Beis HaMikdosh. It ultimately would have been destroyed. So he took a stone, put it underneath his head, so that's why some of the minig of putting the stone underneath their head, or the Rama says some of the minig of sleeping with one pillow as opposed to two pillows. To try and not be as comfortable as possible on Tisha B'Av. Most people do not do this because it says Ubrois, the pregnant woman who can't handle this, they don't have to do it. And most of us we're not pregnant women, but at the same time, we can't handle this kind of halavai. Most people should get through Tisha B'Av without fetching and, with just a fast, let alone sleeping on the floor with the rocks underneath the pillow. Okay, but there are those tzaddikim who did have this minig. Okay, but Rav Yehuda, Beikar, then we don't paskin, you have to turn over the bed. There were those, though, who took on these extra minhagim of minimizing the pleasure of their sleep on Tisha B'Av. Rav Yehuda held, though, the real halach of Avelos applied. You have to flip over the beds. The Chachamim didn't agree to him. So look at the Gemara in Tainus over there, Lama Rebeis. Tanya, Amru Lola Rebbe Yehuda, Lidvarecha, Rebbe Yehuda, according to you, Ubrois Meinikos Matei Alein. What's going to be with the pregnant woman and the nursing woman? Really? They're all going to have to flip over their beds? So I'm lahen. I was only talking about where it's possible, meaning where they can handle it. You're right. A person can't handle it, doesn't have to do this. But what does it mean? What's so bad about the Ubers of Meinikos? Says Rashi, She'enon yecholeis lishon al gabei karka. They can't sleep on the floor. See, kfiyas hamita either means you slip on the inverted bed, which is highly uncomfortable, or you sleep on the floor. Those are your only two options. So that's what the Gemara said. What's going to be with the pregnant woman? They have nowhere to sleep. So, but you see, flipping over the beds means sleeping on the floor. So nowadays, argues the Drisha, that we don't have any more, we don't have to practice this halacha of kfiyas hamita. Where should a person have to sleep? An ovel have to sleep? An ovel has to sleep on the floor. That's the way the Shach paskins, that's the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden paskins, that the ovel has to sleep on the floor since we don't have this halacha of kfiyas hamita anymore. However, so not only do you have to be b'shas nichum aveilim on the floor, again, we don't, from Agamar it doesn't sound like that, it just sounds like you have to do something different. You sit on the inverted bed, you can't sit on the same things you sit on all the time, a kisei v'safso. As long as it's different, it's okay. However, from the Tur and the Ramban and the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, there is a halacha that you have to sleep on the, to sit on the floor when there's shas nichumim. And nowadays we don't have any of these things, the dargish and the mita kfuya anymore. Nowadays, even when you're sleeping, when you're eating, you have to sit, sleep on the floor. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees. He throws in what became, what was really just initially a little kula that kind of exploded. Rabbi Akiva Eger said, he disagrees. He says, Mutu lahatziya karim v'kisosos agabi karka v'lishon aleim, mikol mokum roi lahapuch hakar v'kesis. You can take your mattress and put it on the floor and flip it over. Just flip it over. Ah, it's not real kfiyas hamita. You're right. But said Rabbi Akiva Eger, just because we don't have kfiyas hamita anymore, doesn't mean you got to sleep on the floor. Take the equivalent of kfiyas hamita. Put a comforter on the floor. Put a pillow on the floor. Sit on the pillow with a comforter. And that should be enough.
It's like what the rabbis answer, it's a
chance. No, this is like a mita kfuya. We don't have a formal mita kfuya. But he said you don't have to sit, even you don't have to sleep on the floor. You can sleep on what was the equivalent of a mita kfuya. What was the equivalent of a mita kfuya? Some sort of padding. So he says, so put some sort of padding over there. Why do you have to sleep there only on the floor? Yeah.
Was your recuperator just by sleeping? Or also?
It was only by sleeping.
Right, so why nichum
aveilim? What about by nichum aveilim? Still should have been what?
Al-Gabri Karka.
First of all, his thing is difficult because how come we couldn't help out the pregnant woman? I'll give you an eight sefer. Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara Tainus. What did the Chachamim ask in Rabbi Yehuda? How are you going to flip over the bleds on Tisha B'Av? Where are the pregnant women going to sit? I'll tell you where they sit. Get one of those squishy, you know, beanbag things and put them on that, you know. Put them on a comforter. Put them on a pillow. What's so difficult? What's so schwer? So the Shagas Arya, in his comments on the Gemara Tainus, bavorns that kashi. He says, no, that's a little bit different. Tisha B'Av, there's a halacha to be bitzar. So there on Tisha B'Av, if we would have this halacha mita kfuya, you'd have floor, no pillows, no blankets, no comforters, none of that. Because on Tisha B'Av, as the Rambam already emphasizes, a mitzvah to be minimized pleasure. And on Avelis, we don't have such a concept. There's no concept of minimizing pleasure. We already saw the whole halach of Kfiyas Hamita symbolic, is representative to give a musa. The Rambam said, look back at the tour. Ois Dalid, according to the name of the Rambam, ain't time a Kfiyah Kadeshi Yitztayer. You don't have to be in the Tsar. So even though Rabbi Kiva Eger held pillows and blankets would be okay for the Ovel, it probably would not be okay for Tisha B'Av, if there would be this halacha. Because on Tisha B'Av, there is an inyan to be bitzar. On Avelos, there's no inyan to be bitzar. That's what the Shagas Arya says, these two halachas are really not the same. We evoke halachas of Avelos by Tisha B'Av, but the whole theme of the day of Tisha B'Av is not the same as Avelos. Tisha B'Av is a day of tzar and being uncomfortable. That's not what Avelos is about. No, he's talking about Avelos. So that's why some ask, I'm going to be Kivager, but it's against the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says in Tainus, if we would have a halach of Kviyas Hamita, you have to sleep on the floor. That's why we had no Eitzah for the Ubros and Minikos. So why not? Put them on a comforter. Put them on a pillow. The answer is Tisha B'Av and Avelos, even though have similar halachas, the theme of the days are very different. Okay, so all we had over here, though, is a kula for sleeping. Again, we had Menachemim, when they come, you got to sleep on the floor, sit on the floor. We said, but when you're sleeping, when you're eating, you can sit on a mita kfuya, maybe this dargish would qualify. However, we said we don't do Kfiyas HaMita anymore. So says the Drisha, you're stuck on the floor. So Rav Akiva says, why are you stuck on the floor? Use the equivalent of a Mita Kfuya, the pillow and the blanket. But that should have only been when, Rabbi Yossi? When should that have only been? When you're sleeping. Yes.
What would Rav Akiva say? What would Rav Akiva say?
We don't have, so we don't happen to not have the halacha of Kfiyas HaMita. Oh, would he say, you have to be in pain?
Right.
Because we don't sit on the couches. Would he say even further, meaning that the avail? You know, it's funny. I've never seen people sitting on the misaskim chairs on Tisha B'Av. Anybody ever? You know, I'm talking about those. Yeah. Maybe that's why. It's not right.
What chairs?
You know the cut off chairs. People sit on them on Tisha B'Av? I've never seen people sitting on the short chairs.
I think you also have each chair on Tisha B'Av.
No, but that's different. A different type of chair you would normally sit on, or a little kid chair, or a footstool. You don't see often people sitting on the... Right, so maybe that's a reflection of the fact that on Tisha B'Av there is an Inyan to be Bitsar. As opposed to on Avelos, there's no Inyan to be Bitsar. I don't see beach chairs too often, to be honest with you. I've never seen beach chairs. But I've never seen people in the cut-off chairs, you know, with the cut-off legs. I've never seen that on Tisha B'Av. Maybe that's a reflection of that. It's a good point. Anyway, we're getting back to Avelus, leaving Tisha B'Av. But Kiva Eger says that one again during Nichum Avelum, you got to sit on the floor. During at night, or when he's eating, is the Mita Kfuya. We don't have Mita Kfuya anymore. Says the Drisha, so you got to sit on the floor. But Kiva Eger says, put the floor, put a pillow, put a blanket there. That's the equivalent of the Mita Kfuya. So based on that one little comment ahead of Rabbi Kiva Eger by sleeping, writes the Aruch HaShulchan on the following. Yesh, again, the Aruch HaShulchan was the father of the Torah Tamima, contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, but he was a shul rav, so many of his psakim reflect common practice, much more even than the Mishnah Berurah. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Yesh HaMatrich Davka Gabi Karka. There are those who demand that you have to sleep on the ground. Aval Me Yerushalmi, this is his own thing. Nearly Raya De Enokain. He says, I think I have a Raya, not so. De Garcinan Hasam De Siv Be'iyoiv. Where's the whole source of this halacha? You have to sit on the floor? From Eoiv. Vayeshvu itoy la'aretz. They sat with him on the ground. Al ha'aretz en ksivkan. Doesn't say on the ground. Al la'aretz. Towards the ground. Dover shahu samuch la'aretz. Close to the ground, not on the ground. So Aruch HaShulchan has a diuk from Yushalmi. You don't actually have to sleep on the ground, but you have to sit close to the ground. And he assumes that that's not only, that's b'shas nichumim. That's what the source for the halacha, that you have to sit on the ground, is from that pasuk. So it doesn't say al ha'aretz, it says la aretz, close to the ground. So already he says you don't have to sit on the ground, it's close to the ground. That's what Salvation said. He didn't know where the halacha came from, that this has to be close to the ground. So it comes from here. The Torah said you have to sit on the ground, based on the pasuk and sefer Eov, and the nichumim come, and the Yushalmi implies not on the ground, but close to the ground. So Aruch HaShulchan says, therefore, if you sit on some other chair that's close to the ground, that's good enough. Umishahu chalosh bibriyusa omuberes, person has difficulty with this, you don't have to sit on the ground at all. Ela amakum gavoya, they can sit in their regular place. That's an important halacha. Uveinyan shena, when it comes to sleeping, yesh machmir and lishan ala aris, there are those who are machmir to sleep on the ground, yesh makilim v'chein aminig. He says the minig is to be meko like Rabbi Kiva Eger, to sleep on the pillows and the blankets. Most people have difficulty with this. Entirely, most people sleep on their beds. Most avelim sleep on their beds. They can't handle, they can hardly handle the main halachas. You know, Shiva. Most people are istinis, have difficulty with all these things, and they sleep on their regular bed. But even so, since we don't have the halach of kfiyas hamit anymore, we don't flip over the bed. So somehow they have to sleep on the ground. The Bekiva Eger said you can sleep on the equivalent of a mita kfuya, which is a pillow or a blanket on the ground. And then the Aruch HaShulchan said, well, you don't even have to sleep. Again, if you're comfortable, you can sleep on your bed. We might have thought that's only when you're eating, when you're sleeping, but when you're actually accepting Nichumim, you have to sit on the ground itself. Says Aruch HaShulchan, you have to sit on the ground, but close to the ground is good enough. Is good enough. However, I think we should be machmir, like Rav Soloveitchik's diuk. Rav Soloveitchik's diuk was that kfiyas hamita means it has to be something that's different. So even if it's close to the ground, I don't know if that's good enough. Meaning, is that all that there is? Or it has to be close to the ground and different in order to qualify as kfiyas hamita. So maybe you need both. Maybe you need close to the ground, and it should be different. I don't know. I'm not willing to say that, you know, to be against the Misaskim chairs, Lamaisa, but I hear the argument against it. This halacha, though, getting back to our Gemara over here, Chaf and Aleph, this halacha applies not only to the bed that the other was sitting on or sleeping on, it applies to all of the beds in the house. Hatanya, HaKaifa's mitasa, loy mitasa bovahu kaifa. Not only does he have to flip over his bed, but all the mitas, all the beds that he has in the house. And that's the implication of the Gemara Moed Kan that we began with. The Gemara says, on Erev Shabbos, what do? Once Shabbos comes, you make the beds upright again, even though the Gemara says no one's sitting on them yet. He can't sit on them until Shabbos comes in. We put the beds upright again. So it sounds like this halacha of Kfiyas Hamita is not only relevant for where the Avel should position himself, on the ground, on the upright, can he sit on a sofa, can he sit on the couch, can he? It's a halacha in the entire house. And therefore, once Shabbos is coming in, even though the Avel can't sit there, we make the beds upright, because now the house is getting ready for Shabbos. And since the house is getting ready for Shabbos, all of the beds should be upright, even though the Avel can't sit there. So it's not only a function of where the Avel can or can't sit, it is relevant for that, but it's also relevant for the house. Yes.
It's just for the Avel, it's not really the whole, it's the whole house that is going to be affected by this thing. And everybody else in the house, if every bed is flipped over in the house, then meaning the children, assuming the pregnant woman do that, meaning...
So again, she would be the Avel, she'd be able to sleep on her bed.
Meaning, why did it mention later on not here? With the flipped around bed, the whole house is doing it. Why didn't they say, what about a pregnant lady here? We're assuming that would be okay, then she'd flip back over.
You're saying...
Or they make her sleep on it. If the whole house has to be
she could be an Avel too. Why can't a pregnant woman be an Avel? So the answer is, like the Shagas Aryeh said, Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av is an Indian dafka to sleep on the ground. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it works out well. Either she's flipping over the bed and sleeping on the inverted bed, or she'll sleep on a pillow or a blanket. There's no problem with that. And again, if she can't handle it, doesn't have to do it. That's the halacha of istinus. Yeah.
When we say the whole house has to be flipped over, does that mean everyone else in the house is not an Avel needs to sleep on the ground?
Flip over their bed. Same Shiloh. But everybody in the house. It's not only by the Avel. Everybody in the house has to have flipped over beds. That's why we don't even flip over the beds anymore. That's why the whole shayla about sleeping on the ground is not only for the ovel, it's really for everybody in the house. But we, is it? I guess it should be. No?
Does it make sense?
Why?
Because the whole reason you're flipping the beds is to remind you that, I guess, that your life is being flipped upside down, and it's a mussar for the ovel, so then why would it affect anyone else in the house?
Because you're in the house.
You're with them, but you're not practicing avela, so then... All of a sudden, you have to get this much.
Because there are certain halakhas of Avelos that don't only apply to the other, but they apply to the entire environment of the other, to his whole surroundings. For example, we don't practice Kfiyas Hamit anymore, as we mentioned, but because our beds, it doesn't make sense, or because people accuse us of sorcery, but the Chassam Sofer writes in his Droshes, this is the source of the minig of covering over the mirrors. People have the minig of covering over the mirrors, because that, again, is Dumus Duyukno, that is the image of a person. And just like we flip over the beds because we flip over, you know, our life got turned upside down, or a man turned over his image. Hashem turned him over and he died as a result of his averos. So we turn around the mirrors or cover the mirrors as a reflection of that minig. So that would apply to all of the mirrors in the house, not just to the mirrors that are in the proximity of the avil.
Someone can't look at it.
All the mirrors in the house. Some extend this to pictures too, not only to mirrors, but any picture of a human image should be covered over in the house of the Avel as a partial fulfillment of Kfiyas Hamita. Some say that I think the mirrors is a different inyan, because there's mazikim, it says in the Zohar Kodesh, there's something like there's mazikim hiding in glass and in mirrors. And someone wrote a scholarly article about it, that perhaps the source for the idea of covering over mirrors is not as a reflection, not as a manifestation of Kfiyas Hamita, but rather because the house of Avel was a sensitive time and people are vulnerable, and therefore we're more nizhar in the Indian of mazikim, so we cover over all the windows and the glass. And but I don't think it's generally understood like that. I think it's generally understood that people who cover over the mirrors, some have the minhag by pictures too, is because that's a manifestation of Kfiyas Hamita, just like we turned over the beds because the Musta Yukno became turned upside down, so to the image of the person should be turned upside down or covered over. So, but then it wouldn't only be the mirrors in that proximity. It would be in the proximity of the other. It would be the mirrors in the entire house. Yeah.
Isn't that Gemara in Sukkos and Moed Katan? We talk about, like, if the husband is in a veilus, that she's not like a veilus.
Yeah, but we don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore.
Wouldn't that be the same thing? If No,
I think no, because this halakha of Tfiyas Hamidah, since there's an avel here, we have to flip over all the. This is the house of the avel, and we have to flip over all the beds in the house.
The whole family takes on that.
Yeah, no, it's not because we have a halakha. This is halakha in the house of the avel. For example, like this. For example, even if I'm not related to the avel, you're talking about only because I'm related to the avel. I could have no relation at all to the avel, but at the same time, all the houses that I'm staying in the same house, all of the beds in the house have to be flipped over. Or the Aruch HaShulchan writes like this: Vida. Just like there's no Shelo Shalom with the Avel, you're not allowed to kibitz. You're not allowed to, you know, just ask the guy, hey, how you, you know, just to shoot the breeze. Many people, again, don't know this halacha, but the Avel is supposed to discuss the Niftar the whole time. It's not supposed to stam shmooze. Many people have a hard time doing it, but it's that's what you're supposed to do. So not only, says the Aruch HaShulchan, does this halacha of Isser She'elo Shalom, hello, does not an Isser She'elo Shalom. People pick up the phone on Tisha B'Av, yes. You know. Hello is just recognition that I picked up the phone. I think in Italy they say pronto. It doesn't mean anything. It's just saying, like, I picked up the phone. Hello is not, I could be a telemarketer and I say hello. It doesn't mean, I don't care who they are, or how they are. It could be a machine. Hello just means I picked up the phone. So I don't think there's an Isser to say hello on Tisha B'Av, but it's not She'elo Shalom. It's asking the person, how is he doing? Or, you know, not inquiring into his good well-being, but you're shooting a breeze. You're not supposed to do this in the house of the Avel, not even if it has to do with the Avel, or even if it's not the Avel involved. Lo yishul l'shalom b'beis ha'avel, b'sarach yimei shiva, ein l'haskir shalom b'bayi zeh, even if it's a cheirim zeh l'zeh. Two people, I meet someone else in a shiva house. You're not supposed to meet in the kitchen and start schmoozing. You know, oh, how you been? You know, how was Florida? You're not supposed to do that in the house of the Avel. You could do it outside the house of the Avel. But not in the house of the Avel. In the house of the Avel, there's an Isser of She'elo Shalom. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Moshe used to passing like this also of Salvechik. This is a halacha in the house of the Avel that takes over the entire house. Not just if the Avel can hear me. The entire house is an Isser. And it's nothing to do with the fact that they're related. The two of us can come to pay a Shiva call. We're not allowed to exchange greetings in the house of the Avel. At a Levaya too, it's not proper. People exchange greetings. Same halacha. Or one final halacha like this, similar to this. Kfiyas Hamidah is not a halacha that the Avel is not only a halacha that the Avel has to sleep on an inverted bed. All the beds in the entire home have to be inverted, because this is a symbol that there are sometimes halachos, or an example that there are sometimes halachos that apply to the entire base Avel. One, another example is She'elo Shalom. One is Kfiyas Hamidah, She'elo Shalom. A third example might be Talmud Torah. Look, the Gemara says, Mesechus Moed Ka in Tanar Rabbanon. Chacham Shemeis Beis Medreshoi Botel. Chacham Shemeis, the whole yeshiva is supposed to go to Luavaya. Everyone's not, no one's learning. And then the Gemara continues, Ein Omim Shmua Ba'God Beis Avel. In the sugya of Talmud Torah. For the Avel, you're not allowed to say, not only is he not allowed to learn, the Avel of course is also the Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah brings Simcha. But not only that, you're not allowed to say Shmua Ba'God Beis Avel. You're not allowed to teach Torah in the house of the Avel. And this appears in Shulchan Aruch. Ein oimim shmua v'agad v'beis avel yoishim v'doimim. Supposed to sit and be quiet. So the problem is, many times in between Mincha Marev, if you ever had a beis avel, they want to learn Mishnayos. So first of all, the avel is asa b'talmud Torah. Second of all, everyone is asa b'talmud Torah in the house of the avel. This sounds like it's halacha in the beis avel. Just like you're not allowed to have an upright bed in the beis avel. Or we turn over, in our times, we turn over all the mirrors, or cover all the mirrors in the base oven, not only in the right around the oven, all the bathrooms, all the mirrors in the entire house have to be covered over. You know, you're not allowed to say She'elo Shalom, exchange greetings in the house of the oven. So too, there's an Isser Talmud Torah in the entire house of the oven. Even if the oven's not involved, the oven will say, I'm going to go into the other room, don't worry. You guys learn. That also you can't do. Ein Amim Shmua V'agad B'Beis Avel. So Salvechik was against that practice of learning Mishnayos between Mincha and Marek. Others are more lenient, because the Rashash writes in that Gemara in Moed Katan, Chav Beis and Mebeis, look at the context. It says, Chacham Shemeis Beis Medrash Botel, Chacham who dies is Beis Medrash is Botel, and Ein Omim Shmu V'agad Beis Avel. Maybe this halacha only applies to a Chacham Shemeis. That's a very interesting suggestion. Meaning no one else would this halacha apply to. The Chacham Shemeis, his entire Beis Medrash should stop learning as a covet to him. That's the covet. But the problem is it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and no, stipulation is made that we're only talking about a Chacham Shemes. It sounds like it applies to everyone. Ain Omim Shmuel Vagadu Beis Avel. However, there's a different suggestion which is made by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and others. There's a commentary on Shulchan Aruch called the Imre Baruch, from Baruch Tom Frankel, who suggests that perhaps it is allowed in the Beis Avel, because the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama over here, Tezayin Mebeis, that when Chizkiyahu HaMelech died, Hoshivu Yeshiva HaKivroi. They put a yeshiva on top of his kever. What's the problem? Where is the kever usually? In a Beis HaKvaris. You're not allowed to learn in a Beis HaKvaris. So how are they learning over here? Hoshivu Yeshiva HaKivroi. They have a yeshiva established there, on top of Chizkiyahu's grave, but you can't learn in a Beis HaKvaris. You can't learn in a Beis HaKvaris. So they say, well, that's different because that was Bekava in Chizkiyahu with Eloi Nishmasai. So, so too writes the Imre Baruch, writes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if it's Eloi Nishmasai, then perhaps it can be allowed. So, so too with the Mishnais in the house of the Avil, many Paiskim are Mako, Rebbe Avadia, others have tshuvas about this, that you can be Mako if it's Eloi Nishmas the Niftar. If Salvechik didn't go for that. Even if it's Eloi Nishmas the Niftar, there should be no Mishnais in the house of the Avil. But many do it, Le'iwe Nishmas the Niftar. But Rav Avadya says the Avil himself has to leave. He can't learn. We can't learn in the house of the Avil, but if it's Le'iwe Nishmas the Niftar, fine, we can learn in the house of the Avil. But he remains also B'Talmud Torah. So the Avil has to go into the kitchen, while everyone else learns in his house, Le'iwe Nishmas his relative. I always find that to be very distasteful. We have to kick the Avil out of his own living room. And we're going to learn Mishnayos while you're outside. Well, Iwe Nishmas Yor Karov. It doesn't sound to me to be something that's... So what I do in the house of the Ava, I prefer not to learn, but many people like there to be some sort of learning in between. I'm against it, but I wouldn't do it. But I don't like speaking if there's no reason to. But, okay, you know, some people like it. So somehow the format, you know, the protocol. So if that's the case, what I do is I darshan. I say a musavart. Musar, everyone's allowed to hear. Musar, at all times, is good. Tisha B'Av, Avelus, everyone could hear a little musar. So I say something, a little musar, you know, usually a hesped for the niftar or something like that. A lesson we could all learn and, you know, that sort of thing. That everyone is allowed to hear. Okay, shkayachan.